Flames Lives. Jim Slade, Kiss Traffic.
Listen, while you're stuck in traffic, think about what you're going to be doing this weekend. Saturday, 1 to 2, we're going to be out at Court Furniture. So stop on by South Boulevard for your chance to win those most coveted Gravediggers Ball tickets.
On the phone after 8 is Ross. Ross was on War of the Roses back in April with Allie, but he swears that he and Allie, were never really dating to begin with, that she did War of the Roses and shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you hear that War of the Roses in 3 minutes, and then Ross will join us. And ladies, if you're interested, it's going to be like on the phone dating. Hey, Loren, you were here last week. Remember, we took phone calls and everybody said he sounded sweet and she was cray.
I'm just saying.
Make your own decision when you hear the War of the Roses in 3 minutes.
Facebook, Instagram. Yes, 95.1. Catching cheaters. With the War of the Roses.
All right, if you're just joining us, getting in the car for War of the Roses, this is one that we played back in April with Allie and Ross. Last Thursday, we told you that Ross wanted to come on and find love because he felt like he got an unfair shake on War of the Roses.
Now, that's after what happens now.
Right. This is the War of the Roses from April.
Allie is joining us for War of the Roses today, and Allie and Ross have been dating. But Allie, what do you think's going on now? What gave you the hint that Ross could be cheating?
Well, so we've been together about, 4 months, and we've spent every single day together. But about 2 weeks ago, he decided that he needed some space. And so this weekend, after we moved the furniture, he left like literally 5 minutes later because he got some text message, and he said it was his dad. But, you know, I really didn't believe that. I mean, Ross, he told me that he loved me after just two dates, and it was just like one of those love at first sight. It was the same for me, but the past 2 weeks, it's just, he's been acting so weird and messed up, and it's just, none of this is like him at all, and so I'm thinking something's going on, like something's changed.
So after 4 months of dating, did you ever have the conversation that you were exclusive, like you know for sure that you're in a relationship with only one another?
I mean, we didn't have that exact conversation, but it just seems so obvious, because, I mean, we've kind of been spending like every waking moment together. Like, what else is going to happen, mm-hmm. you know?
And he said, I love you after how many dates?
Two.
See, that's a red flag, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, maybe it's head over heels.
It could just be a situation where it was very lustful in the beginning.
Hot and heavy, yeah.
Hot and heavy, and then he kind of dwindles down. Any idea? I mean, is there anybody that you could...
I don't know. It just seems so much bigger than that. Like, we're kind of like, I don't know. I've never been in an experience quite as intense and as amazing as this. So,
but you think that really text message might have been another? The text message might have been another girl.
Yeah, it just seemed weird. Like, who just jumps out of bed to like go take a text message and for their dad? Like,
we'll call Ross up and try to get him to send the flowers to someone, but make sure that you stay quiet on the phone until he fills out the card as well. That'll tell us a lot more.
Okay. Thank you.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Ross.
Yeah, this is Ross.
Hey, Ross. My name's Janelle. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good.
So I have your name here as our social media giveaway winner, and it's where one of your friends can tag you in one of our posts, and then we give you $100 in free red roses. They're very beautiful, and you are our winner.
Okay, and I don't have to, buy anything?
No. Like I said, it's just a social media giveaway. We do it just to get some promotion, but if you could tell a friend about our services, that would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah, so... Her name's Megan.
Okay, Megan. And I also have a card here, Ross, that you can write something romantic on as well.
Thinking of you, my love, if that...
What the hell,
like Ross?
Megan? You had one freaking job, which was not to cheat on me. How hard can that be? I mean, all you had to do was send the roses to me, your girlfriend. I mean... Oh, my God, Ross.
So, Ross, what? That's your girlfriend, Allie. She's on the phone. And my name is not Janelle. It's Loren. And you're on Mini Roy and Loren in the Morning. War of the Roses. Sorry, buddy.
Okay, look, first of all, I'd like to clarify a couple of things. We are not together. I don't know what she told you, but I'm trying to distance myself from her in general, and she knows that, so I don't know what she told you or what y'all think this is.
Well, what's your side of the story, Ross?
Scandalous.
We clearly are not getting the same story. What's your side?
Well, first of all, we're separated. I needed space from her. I mean, I don't know if you guys know, but she... I'd like to say there's too many red flags on her side. She's kind of crazy.
Okay.
Don't call me crazy. Are you kidding me? I am not off my rocker. You're the one cheating with someone called Megan? I mean, seriously, after what we've been through together?
Robert, What have we been through? What do you mean, like, what, 3 months? That's not like a lot to go through.
But
we've been fighting most of that.
But you said I love her on the second date.
That was before she threw a shoe at me. You know, like, okay, last time I talked to her, she said if I don't call her back soon, that she would end things for me. Like, she was threatening me.
I am not crazy. It is not over until I say it's over. I am the one ending this, and I am ending this right now, Ross.
Back live now, 7:57 on Kiss 95.1.
So that's Ross from War of the Roses. And after that War of the Roses, I had a mixed feelings. I didn't know if I should be... you know, for Ross or for her. I didn't really add mixed emotions about it.
And then Ross last week sent us an email and basically said, like, they were never really together to begin with. He feared for himself with her. She threw a shoe at him.
So, and he also moved furniture with her and gave her some mixed signals there, too. So he couldn't have been too afraid.
He's on hold. We can ask him about that.
But we are going to bring him back on the show. And he wants to find love.
Nicole said it was close. We asked you guys to tell us whether or not he should be allowed to come back on War of the Roses, come back on Kiss and use us to help him find love. And I think by 10 votes, you guys voted yes, that he should.
So we'll get to him. That's right after giving away $1,000 with the Kiss Cash code. And that's coming up in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Think your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So here's the moment we've all been waiting for. Well, by all of us, I mean, you know, 50% of the 50% of the people that were listening thought Ross should be back on.
Yeah, I know. Listeners are not all in. Some listeners are in for this. But we have Ross joining the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Now,
hey, guys.
Ross is looking for love after that failed... After that War of the Roses and his failed relationship. And I'm going to be honest with you, Ross. A lot of people don't want us to help you.
Yeah. I heard some of that. It was pretty brutal.
Now, what's going on? How come he can't join us live in studio today?
Yeah, Ross. Why didn't you want us to show your face?
I don't know. The whole radio kind of aspect of it.
But Ross did send us a picture, which is good. The bad news is he's covered his face, but you can go check it out right now at the MRL show, but you can hardly see him. I mean, Ross, okay, let's start here. What celebrity do you look like?
So I was thinking Jimmy Fallon, but I disagree with that, if that makes sense. Someone said that before, but I was like, I don't see it.
Okay, Fallon's not that bad looking.
Nope.
He's good looking.
All right, Ross, I got to be honest with you. I'm not 100% on board with this. So don't, like, cheat on whoever we hook you up with and make us look bad, okay?
Okay, but, you know, I wasn't really cheating on anyone. Just a reminder.
I get it.
Do you want to explain that just for a second?
Yeah.
Allie called in.
We were on break.
Right.
I mean, we weren't together. And not only that, I was dating a literal crazy person who was threatening me.
I just think moving furniture with somebody in the same week that you're, quote unquote, not seeing each other, we're on a break, is giving mixed signals.
Yes.
So.
Allie said that you got up and left right after you guys moved furniture, like a week earlier.
Yeah, I'm not dumb. The sex was great, though.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Touche.
There's that.
All right. So if someone is listening right now and they heard your War of the Roses a little over 10 minutes ago and they're interested in calling 704-570-9595 to date Ross, why would someone date you? Why should they date you?
Look, I swear I'm a good person. I'd like them to kind of get to know me a bit and then they could see me. I think they'll be pleasantly surprised. I kind of like to leave that part of mystery. I mean, the whole thing's kind of fun to me. just give it a chance is all I want to say.
Give it a chance. Okay. I mean, I guess that's your selling point.
I mean, dude, we're giving you our radio airwaves for this.
I guess you've got nothing to lose.
Yeah. Okay, look, I got a good job.
And apparently you know, the moving furniture is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you take her? Or first of all, are you looking for a girl? You know, we are open to whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I believe the first date's about getting to know each other. I like to go out, grab a drink somewhere.
Okay.
It's my first thought, you know, just so we can kind of feel each other out.
Do you have any expectations for after the date on the first date?
I mean, I play it by ear. That's why I kind of like to have a drink or two so you can kind of loosen up.
Okay.
You know, really get to know each other.
Ross, this isn't working out.
Roy, I don't know what to tell you.
You know what, though? He's so face value that I feel like you kind of know what you're getting with him. He's clearly not feeding us a line of BS. So,
if you're interested in dating a Jimmy Fallon digital advertising expert, that's Ross right here from War of the Roses back in May. He is single and looking to mingle. We have 12 lines. Ross is on one of them. That leaves 10 lines. All 10 lines are lit up with people that want to date him.
Really?
You ready to talk to some people?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, hold on a second. We'll come back and we'll try and see if we can't find love for Ross. Put Ross back on hold. Again, the picture is up on our Instagram. Now, he didn't want us to post it on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
He has weird rules.
I know.
But his face is pretty much covered, although he does seem to have nice teeth, Loren.
He does have nice teeth.
And for the record,
and a little scruff.
Fallon doesn't have scruff. But maybe this is like an old photo.
I don't know. But it's at the MRL show. That's the best you're going to get of Ross. All right, when we come back, we'll start hitting through the phone lines and see if we can't find our buddy some love.
This is Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Okay, let's see if we can find Ross some love. Christy, welcome to the Mania Roar on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, thank you.
Wow, you seem very eager.
I'm in a good mood.
Roy's saying you're thirsty for love.
Yeah.
All right, Christy, you're on with Ross. Go ahead and say hi.
Hi.
Hey, Christy, what's up?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to not really meet you. this is... Like, yeah, I'll be honest. I don't have, like, the best first impression of me out, because I guess you heard the thing, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah. I mean, the best way thing I could tell you is I'm not, like, a bad guy, and that was a really crazy part of my life that I went through, and it's all in the past now. That's just what I'd like to put that out there.
I get it. I think we've all been in relationships we shouldn't have been in, and it didn't work out. And I don't think there's any judgment on my end on that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because it got kind of weird on the radio.
Yeah.
No, I'm a good person. In fact, that's the reason I got out of that is because it was unstable, and I prefer a more stable, more honest type of relationship.
So, Christy,
let's get to the good stuff,
Roy.
Yeah, let's tell us a little bit about you.
I work for the Union County School District.
Okay.
I've been single for a couple months now, looking to connect.
What celebrity would you say you look like? He said he looks like Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, I heard him say that. Jimmy Fallon's like my celebrity crush. So when I heard him say that, that's kind of like what sealed the deal.
Good. Now, just know Ross may not have the personality of Jimmy Fallon.
Or the look.
All right, everybody simmer down. They haven't even met in person yet.
Wait, she didn't say who
like
she looks like.
But I don't think I look like Jimmy Fallon. Now I want to own it.
Okay, so Christy, what's the celebrity you look like?
I have gotten, and let me clarify, I've gotten Britney Spears before, and I want to say not the crazy years, the normal years.
Not shaved head Britney,
no.
Okay.
Oh, good.
You heard Ross's dream first date. It was very romantic. At a bar.
Yes.
You're good with that?
I would love that.
This is awful.
Yeah,
and there's eight more people on hold. Can we just, Ross, will you just, I don't want to go through this anymore.
Ross, do you want to try to date Christy?
Yes, please. Trust me, we can do amazing dates. I just like to kind of start off getting to know each other. Something kind of simple, you know? It should be about connection the first date, I feel.
Something a little more formal or a little less formal? What are you looking for?
I mean, preferably I like to start it off kind of casual, you know? It should be about us.
All right, dude, so we'll hook you up. We'll put you back on hold. We'll get you, we'll pay for your dinner and some drinks at, how about Queen Park Social right here in, in South End, or Loso, as they call it now. You guys go out, but then you got to call us back and let us know how the date went, okay?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Great. I wear my lucky boxers.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Ross, you do seem like the guy that would have lucky boxers. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh, and she's laughing, too. She thinks it's funny. All right, great. I'll put you guys both back on hold. You get his number. This way you're in charge of contacting him. It's like Bumble.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to be the middleman anymore. Like, if this fails, you're not coming back on the show. We're not doing this once a week. Who wants to date with Ross? Okay.
I can take it from here, guys.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Hold on a second. Ross, good luck. And Christy, good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I don't know what she saw in him.
Me neither.
I can't wait for that follow-up, which hopefully we'll get next week.
All the people on our Instagram at the MRL show are just crucifying this guy.
We'll read some of these coming up in about 10 minutes.
Now, we do have this experience with Dave and Buster's. They just opened up down at Pineville at the Carolina Place Mall. October 29th, the Manny Roy and the Wrench is going to have a football watch party. We're going to get your way in, plus get you a play card from Dave and Buster's. You can win that coming up here in about 5 minutes. Kiss 95.